Hello, listeners. Today it's news for you. That's right, we're going to be going through some really interesting news articles. But before we continue, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hi, I'm Bill.
And I'm Lily. All right, so today is all about news, and we have three articles here. We have one on the internet, we have one on health, and we also have one on the environment. Now, of course, everyone has their favorite stories or favorite sections of a newspaper to check when they first read the newspaper each day. Now, as for myself, I really like to read the news on the internet. How about you, Bill?
Yeah, I read the news almost every day. I wake up and I check my email, and then I get on and read a little bit on one news site, read a little bit on another. I even read news about Taiwan on the internet.
Well, it's a good thing we're talking about the internet, because that's what our first article is about. So if you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so. We're going to read through our first piece of news.
Internet. Net police offer to help.Chat with friends, share pictures and favorite songs, and even find people from the past. That is what over 72 million members of MySpace.com are doing. Unfortunately, some of the site's users are sharing too much information. And parents, teachers, and authorities are worried.Some people with bad intentions could use this website to commit crimes. Recently, MySpace.com hired the specialist who is also responsible for the safety of Microsoft's online environment. They hope that with his help, members will be able to continue using this site safely.
All right, so our first story is about the internet, and the headline is Net Police Offer to Help. Well, that's interesting because I didn't know that we had internet police, but it's not really the case, as we're going to find out in the story. Now, chat with friends, share pictures and favorite songs, and even find people from the past. Well, these are just common things that people usually do on the internet. They like to share information and chat with their friends. And so this is exactly what over 72 million members of MySpace.com are doing. So we're talking about a specific website called MySpace.com, and it lets you chat with people. You can put all of your personal information on there, just about things that you like, your hobbies, so that you can share your interests with the 72 million other people who also use MySpace.com.
Right, it's really easy to use, and so many people know about it these days. So, all these people are chatting with friends, they're sharing pictures, and also MySpace is used a lot to share music, to tell people about new bands that you're listening to. However, there's a problem. Some of the site's users are sharing too much information. So, I guessWhat they're doing is they're giving a little bit of private information. They're telling people things that other people don't need to know, and it's causing some problems. I mean, parents, teachers, and authorities are worried.
That's right, because some people, they think they're safe when they use the internet, because they can't see the people that they're talking to. But unfortunately, this means that sometimes they will tell the other person their name, where they live, their phone number, and other information as well. And so that's why parents and teachers and authorities are worried. Now, authorities, well, we can use this word to describe maybe the government or people who have a position of responsibility for other people.
That's right. An authority is someone who you must listen to, because not only do they have that responsibility, they also have authority. They can tell you what to do. So we're talking people like the police or judges or people that make the laws. So they're worried because some people with bad intentions could use this website, MySpace.com, to commit crimes. Well, your intention is what you mean or plan on doing. So it means that you're not planning on doing nice things. And so these people might commit crimes. They might do things that are against the law.
Exactly. Maybe one person will ask another person for their name and credit card information, and the other person actually trusts them and gives them this information. And that can be dangerous because that means anyone could be using your credit card information. Now, recently, MySpace.com hired the specialist who is also responsible for the safety of Microsoft's online environment. So this website, MySpace.com, they hired a specialist, meaning an expert, a person who knows all about one topic or a subject. And this person actually helps Microsoft. Microsoft, of course, is one of the most famous companies in the world. Now, this specialist helps Microsoft make sure that its online environment is safe. He is responsible for this.
When you're responsible for something, well, you just mentioned that kind of phrase when you talked about authorities, Lily. So you can see how authority and responsibility go together. Responsibility is the idea of doing the things that you are supposed to do. So if you are responsible for something, it means it's your responsibility, it's your job to get that done. Here, well, this guy, he had the job of making sure Microsoft's internet site, its online environment, was safe, and that there were no crimes or any kind of these bad intentions that happened there.
Well, they hope that with his help, members will be able to continue using this site safely. So it's a really great idea that MySpace.com invited this expert to help, because this way, people who use the website, they don't have to worry about people with bad intentions trying to use them for some reason.
So the idea is, he's an expert. He knows what he's doing when it comes to online safety. So, at MySpace.com, they can talk to him and say, how can we make our website and our services safer, especially for younger people? I think that's the biggest worry, is that there's no control over what information younger people are able to get. And, well, some people, like parents and authorities, are a bit worried about that.
So I guess that's why the headline for this story is Net Police Offered to Help. They're not really police, but they're the authorities. And of course, we're talking about the company that started MySpace.com. And they just want to make sure that everyone is safe when they use their website. Just like the police officers in our country, they make sure that we're safe. All right, it's now time for some Chinese explanation on this first news story.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天的新闻单元我们要介绍三则新闻。第一个新闻呢跟网络相关。第一句话就在描述网络上呢经常可做的一些事情，像是 chat with friends, share pictures and favorite songs, and even find people. People 后面的 from the past, 也就是找寻以往的旧事。那这些事情呢 ,this is what over 72 million members of MySpace.com are doing.What 某人 are doing 就是这些人正在做的事情，这里的人呢指的是 MySpace.com 里头超过7200万个会员。 但是要注意的是 ,some of the site's users are sharing too much information, 可能他们提供太多的讯息了。这里的 information 呢指的是他们的 private information, 个人隐私的一些讯息资料，像是电话号码啊、地址啊等等。所以 parents, teachers and authorities are worried.Authorities 呢指的是有权威的人士，相关当局，一定要用复数的方式呈现，引起了官方很多的注意。为什么呢？因为 some people with bad intentions, with 的介系词片语形容前面的人，意图不轨的人呢，很可能会利用这一些网站来 commit crimes, 也就是犯罪，这些罪呢称之为Internet crimes, 也就是网络犯罪。所以最近 MySpace.com hired the specialist, who 后面的子句形容前面这一位专家，他们聘用了一位专家 who is also responsible for the safety of Microsoft's online environment。这位专家呢，也是要负责微软的线上环境安全 ,be responsible for,Responsible 在这里是一个形容词的用法，换言之呢，这个人他有 responsibility, 也就是他有责任。名词 responsibility 它的拼法是 R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y, responsibility, 他有责任要负责网络的安全，这样一来使用者呢才能够 continue using this site safely。Continue 后面要加上动名词，说明他们能够继续安全地使用这个网站。
Now it's time for a short break, but don't go away. We'll be right back with the next two news stories. Welcome back, listeners, to English for You. We're going through news articles today, and now it's time to go through our health and environment stories. Health. Mediterranean diet lowers Alzheimer's risk. A recent study has found...that the Mediterranean diet can reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Why? Because it's made of foods that are good for us. The diet is high in vegetables, nuts, fruits, and cereals, and low in red meats like beef and pork. There's even room for a drop or two of wine.
Environment, a second life for CDs.A Taiwanese science lab has come up with a way to recycle the 1 billion CDs that Taiwan uses every year. Thanks to a new process, it is now possible to recycle the plastic from CDs. The plastic can then be used to make such items as car bumpers, mobile phones, and portable computers. In all, the market value of the recycled plasticcould be as much as 500 million NT dollars to 700 million NT dollars.
So let's take a look at our second story on health. Mediterranean diet lowers Alzheimer's risk. All right, so here we're talking about a special diet, the kind of food that you eat.For example, different countries all around the world, well, they have different foods and dishes, but we can say that the people in those countries, they have different diets, meaning the food that they usually eat. Now, we learned that this special diet from the Mediterranean, it can lower Alzheimer's risk, meaning if you follow this diet and eat the food that the people eat in the Mediterranean,Well, that means that you're less likely to get Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's, that's that really, really bad disease that when people get older, they start to forget things and they even start to forget who they are.
Right. Notice the difference between that first sentence and the headline. Headline says the diet lowers Alzheimer's risk, and the first sentence says the Mediterranean diet can reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So, that basically is telling you that the word reduce means to lower. You're lowering something or making something, like you said, Lily, less likely. You don't have that risk of developing the disease. Well, what is so special about the diet? Well, it's made of foods that are good for us.
And I remember reading about the Mediterranean diet when I was just a teenager. I read back then that the diet is really healthy, and that's because the diet is high in vegetables, nuts, fruits, and cereals.
Hey, Lily, I notice you're saying that it's healthy because it's high in these different things. The only time you can put an S on the word food is when you're talking about different kinds of food. So we're saying vegetables, nuts, and fruits. Those are all different kinds, so we can say they're different foods.
If you can imagine someone just eating these things all the time, well, of course, they would be very healthy. But the diet is also low in red meats like beef and pork. So, if you follow this diet, that means that you won't be able to eat a lot of beef and pork.
That's right. Now, there's even room, though, in this diet for a drop or two of wine. Now, you know, a drop is when just a little bit of something like water falls down and hits something like the ground. We're not really saying you can only have one drop of wine or two. It just means you can have a little bit of wine. But hey, that's great because it adds to the Mediterranean diet. There's even room for this wine in the diet.
Exactly, because a lot of people, they think wine isn't good for you. But nowadays, we're learning that maybe one glass of red wine a day can actually be good for your heart, so it can be considered healthy. So that's why this Mediterranean diet, people believe that it lowers Alzheimer's risk. Because if you're healthy and you're active, meaning you do a lot of things, well, most likely you're not going to be developing diseases. That includes Alzheimer's. All right, it's now time for some Chinese explanation of this article.
下面我们要谈到的是与健康相关的一种饮食，也就是 Mediterranean diet。标题上提到这种饮食呢能够 lowers Alzheimer's risk。Alzheimer 呢就是阿兹海默症，俗称的老人痴呆症。一项最近的研究发现 ,find 后面 that 所引导的子句呢作为 found 的受词。里头提到地中海式的饮食呢它能够 reduce, 等于另外一个动词就是 lower, 它能够降低，降低的是 the risk, 也就是风险。什么的风险呢？后面的介系词片语告诉我们就是得到阿兹海默症，老人痴呆症的风险。为什么？Because it is made of foods. It 呢就指的是地中海式的饮食。它是由什么做成的呢？ Foods 呢在这里是一个可数名词。后面的子句形容这种不同的食物呢 that are good for us, 都是对我们的身体健康有益的。进一步他又提到 the diet is high in vegetables, nuts and fruits, and cereals, and low in red meats, like beef and pork.这一个子句形容前面的红肉，像是牛肉、猪肉等红肉。句子当中用到一个片语 high in something, 就是什么的含量高， low in something 呢就是什么的含量低。因为蔬菜、水果的含量高，肉类含量低，因此 there's even room for a drop or two of wine. Room 指的是空间， a drop or two of wine 呢指的是 a little bit wine。 Lily 刚才提到One glass of red wine can be good for your heart.
Let's continue on to our story on the environment. A second life for CDs. Well, that's an interesting headline, and let's find out what this is all about.
Well, this Taiwanese science lab has come up with a way to recycle the 1 billion CDs that Taiwan uses every year. I understand a second life means the CDs will be used again. They'll have another thing they can do. I mean, you know, we use CDs to store music or information for a computer. So their first life is as a CD for music or a computer. But now they have a second life because this science lab has come up with a way to recycle them.
That's right, meaning that they've thought of something to do with these CDs. They came up with an idea. That's usually where you'll hear come up with something. So this science lab, they're the ones who thought of this. Now, thanks to a new process, it is now possible to recycle the plastic from CDs. So they found a new way to do something, and they found that we can actually recycle plastic from CDs. And this is a great thing because I know I actually do this too. I throw away a lot of CDs. Maybe they get scratched or something happens or I don't burn something properly onto them using my computer. But the good thing is that this science lab says, well, now we can actually use the material that the CDs are made from.
Right, we can use the plastic again. Then you can use the plastic to make such items as car bumpers, mobile phones, and portable computers. A car bumper is that piece of the car that goes in the front and back that kind of sticks out or comes away from the car, and it helps protect your car. And of course, we all know what mobile phones are. Those are just cell phones. And portable computers are laptops or notebooks.
So we can see that the plastic recycled from these CDs, they can be used to make a lot of different things. And in all, the market value of the recycled plastic could be as much as 500 million to 700 million NT dollars. So we're saying that if we do reuse this plastic to make all of these different things, we're able to make money from this. And the amount of money is a lot, isn't it?
Right. The word value here is actually talking specifically about an amount. How much this plastic is worth.
All right, so that's the end of our third story. Stay tuned for some Chinese explanation.
最后一个跟环保相关的新闻，动词片语 come up with 就是想出或者是发明出。台湾有一个 science lab 呢 has come up with a new way， 他们想出一个新的方法。这个方法后面有个不定词片语来修饰它 ，to recycle the 1 billion CDs。CDs 后面呢又有一个子句说明这些 CDs 呢是 Taiwan uses every year， 是台湾每一年所使用的量非常的大。Thanks to 后面接上一个原因，归功于这种新的处理方式。It is now possible. It 呢是一个假主词，真主词是后面的不定词片语。什么是可能的呢？也就是 to recycle the plastic from CDs， 回收 CD 里头的塑胶。最后一句话提到 ，In all the market value of the recycled plastic。Could be as much as 500 million NT dollars to 700 million NT dollars. 这句话的主词呢是 the market value， 也就是市场的价值。后面的介系词片语告诉我们，这些被回收的塑胶的市值呢可以高达 as much as， 后面接金钱的量，这里可以高达的是5亿到7亿新台币。
Okay, it's now time for another short break, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll read through all the stories again and go through today's vocabulary. Welcome back. It's time for us to read through today's stories one last time.
Internet. Net Police offer to help. chat with friends, share pictures and favorite songs, and even find people from the past. That is what over 72 million members of MySpace.com are doing. Unfortunately, some of the site's users are sharing too much information, and parents, teachers, and authorities are worried. Some people with bad intentions could use this website to commit crimes. Recently, MySpace.com hired the specialist who is also responsible for the safety of Microsoft's online environment. They hope that with his help, members will be able to continue using this site safely.
Help! Mediterranean diet lowers Alzheimer's risk. A recent study has found that the Mediterranean diet can reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Why? Because it's made of foods that are good for us. The diet is high in vegetables, nuts, fruits, and cereals, and low in red meats like beef and pork. There's even room for a drop or two of wine.
Environment, a second life for CDs. A Taiwanese science lab has come up with a way to recycle the 1 billion CDs that Taiwan uses every year. Thanks to a new process, it is now possible to recycle the plastic from CDs. The plastic can then be used to make such items as car bumpers, mobile phones, and portable computers. In all, the market value of the recycled plastic could be as much as 500 million NT dollars to 700 million NT dollars.
And today's vocabulary, authorities. The authorities search the town for the bank robbers.
Be responsible for. As president of the company, he is responsible for its success.
Reduce. Many countries are trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Come up with. Jimmy has come up with an idea to make some money.
Value. The value of my baseball card collection is 30,000 NT dollars. Well, that's the end of the show today. I hope you enjoyed these news stories. Please join us next time on English for You. Until then, my name is Lily.
And my name's Bill.
See you next time.